Praise the Lord. Well, as you can see, today is Communion Sunday. When I started the church, I started that the first Sunday of every month. We would have Communion Sunday, and it's very important. Some people don't see the importance of it. I talk about it a lot. And, you know, my favorite scripture to read on this is what Paul said in 1 Corinthians 11, 23 through 26. For I receive from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus on the same night in which he was betrayed took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. And if you want a title for this, proclaiming the Lord his death. Now, that's a funny scripture. For as often as you do this, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. And, you know, it says this in some other translations. It says, you're telling others about the Lord's death until he comes. You're retelling the message of the Lord's death that he has died for you. Do this till he comes. Another translation says, you're announcing the Lord's death till he comes. So, you know, many people wonder, well, what's that mean, proclaiming the Lord's death till he comes? Another version says, you are representing and signifying and proclaiming that the fact of the Lord's death until he comes again. Now, that's something that we do, proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. You know, many people read that and they really don't have it. They don't understand that. But when we are partaking of this, we are proclaiming the Lord came, he died so that they could have salvation, so that we could have salvation. So, you know, and Paul said in 2 Corinthians 6, 2 in the NIV, In the time of my favor, I heard you. In the day of salvation, I helped you. I tell you, now is the time of God's favor. Now is the day of salvation. So actually, the communion should remind us that we are to go out and proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. Why? So that people can be saved or born again and get right with God and have all the advantages that we as born again Christians have. You know, we as sitting here, most of us, we've already received this. But we have a job to do. We are to proclaim this to everybody that we can so that they too can tell others about Jesus. You know, we increase the value of the death of the Lord Jesus Christ when we proclaim it to others. Every time we partake of this table, we are telling others, Jesus died for you. And yet, we need to look at the instructions that we need to do in order that others know about Jesus Christ. So we can proclaim it. Now I'm going to paraphrase Luke 19, 12 there you know, the nobleman, he was going away to another country to be crowned a king and then to come back. And so he called in his servants and he delivered to them, you know, some money. And actually he said, in other words, do business till I come. In other words, take care of business till I come back. This is the parable that he spoke to the disciples to give them a picture. And in this parable, I think that it gives this instruction. It shows them, hey, I am going away. This says that be crowned king. I'm going to be crowned the King of Glory. And you take care of business till I return. That's what proclaiming the Lord's death till he comes all means. You know, a famous person had a saying. In fact, he wore a chain around his neck with it, TBC. Anybody know what I'm talking about? A few people do. If you're an Elvis Presley fan, you know that was him. Taking care of business. I want to ask you a question. Are you doing TBC for Christ? Are you taking care of business? What business is it that you're supposed to take care of? To go out and to proclaim the Lord's death. He died so that they can be saved. That's our business. And you know, if you go on reading that parable, it's very interesting. And I wonder where you're going to fit in. The one that he gave a certain amount to, he gained more. Second one did the same thing. The third one went and hid his. And when he came back, the king came back. These other two presented what they had done. They took care of business. They multiplied. But this one, he came back and said, oh, I know about you. Here, I kept this. And to the others, he had said, here, you've done good. I'm going to promote you. To this guy, he said, get out of here. Now, I'm paraphrasing, but that's what it meant. That's the way we'd talk about today. Hey, let me have that. Get out of here. You didn't take care of business. Let me ask you a question. Are you taking care of business? Hello? That's what this parable's all about. Are we taking care of the business that Jesus wants us to take care of? You know, remember, he said when he was 12 and he was there in the temple and Mary and Joseph found out that, oh, he's not with us. Where is he? They found him in the temple. He said that he was taking care of his father's business. I know this is a little different than probably you've ever heard some of this. But as I was studying about this, this just all began to come be really real to me. You know, are we taking care of the Father's business? He sent his son to die on Calvary. And we have the table right here that proclaims that with the bread and the juice. And yet we come and we receive it and we thank God for our salvation. We thank God for our healing. We thank God for all of our safety and our provision. And you've been so, so, so good to me. We were singing that. And that's great. And I thank God for that. But are you taking care of business? If you're not taking care of business, you're like the one servant that hid what he had been given. And instead of taking care of business and multiplying, he brought back. Thank God for your salvation. But are you multiplying? We all need to be soul winners. We all need to be taking care of business. When he comes back, will he find you taking care of business? Boy, y'all quiet. I must really have you thinking. That's good. Maybe I can inspire you to take care of business. You know, Jesus, when he returns, expects us to have been taking care of business. He expects that. In fact, he told, in one of the scriptures, he told us to occupy till he comes. Well, occupy means taking care of business. He also asked a question in Luke 18:8, the last clause in that scripture. When the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? I want to sort of paraphrase that. Will he find people taking care of business? He expects us to use our faith daily to take care of business. What are you talking about? I'm talking about the same faith that you use to believe God for your finances, your healing, and so forth. That take that same faith and use it to believe God to send somebody across your path that you can take care of business. In other words, win them for Christ. You know what? There's a lot of people in this town that used to serve Christ. Some of them are Ray McGraths that are not doing that anymore. Begin to believe God and pray that God will send you across their path, and maybe you can take care of business and fill up this auditorium. We don't need to fill this auditorium and with Christians coming from another places. We need to fill this auditorium with people that we have been out there taking care of business with. That's what's going to build this auditorium. That's what's going to build the church. Now, I'm not talking about the local church. That'll build the local church, but it's going to build the church, the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. The ecclesia, the called out ones. That's all of the local churches put together. That's the body of Christ. Every believer, every person that's born again. Today, you know, we have the opportunity to believe and speak and then take care of business. Believe that God will send somebody across your path. And then speak to them and proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. That's acting. You know, we can look around and say, well, we got it done. We got it made pretty good. God's blessing me. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, that's great. I'm glad you can, and I'm glad I can. I've been doing it for a few years now, about 50 years or so, and I'm glad that I can say that. But you know what? There are a lot of people that say, well, thank God. They're sort of like the man that said, thank you, Lord, for blessing me and my son and us four no more. You know, we can just shrug our shoulders and say, well, there's preachers on the TV and the radio. There's preachers. They can hear the word. I don't need to be out there. No, They can, but do you know what? More people are won to Christ through one-on-one contact than ever been won through a church service. Hello now. That's the truth. We can look around and say, well, whatever, and still go to heaven. But I don't think there'll be any rewards. You know, too many people have their faith and they use it to receive things for themselves. And there's nothing wrong with that. The Bible tells us that's proper. That's well and good. But that's not the only thing we need to use our faith for. Begin to use your faith to get people born again into the kingdom of God, proclaiming what that his death till he comes. What did his death mean? His death meant the sacrifice was paid for salvation. That's what the death meant. The blood that was shed. You know, when Jesus comes back, will he find us taking care of business and winning people to Christ? You know, the sad thing is that many Christians lose out, or maybe you should say miss out, on the greatest thrill that you can ever have, the greatest high that you can ever have, and that is leading someone to Christ. Hello. You know, that's a thrill, to lead somebody to Christ. You know, they say you can't take anything to heaven with you. That's wrong. That's a wrong statement. You can take the people that you've exercised your faith for. You can take the people that you have prayed for and prayed with. You can take the people that you have personally led to the Lord. You can take something with you. Hello. Some of you probably never thought of that way, but it's the truth. Isn't that not the truth? Hello. We are told to take this message of proclaiming the Lord's death till he comes to every person. Now, Matthew 16:15 says, and he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Well, I like to change that last word, and because that's really, to me, is more effective. And he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every person. When it says creature here, or the dogs, the cats, the wild animals, they're creatures. But none of them can get saved. That's why I like to put the word people there. Hello. Somebody said, well, are they going to be dogs in heaven? I don't know. I hope so, because I've had a bunch of them and I loved those. And you have too. Hello. And I stopped for, I'm going to take a side thought here. Okay. I stopped for just a minute and think. Maybe there'll be all animals in heaven. Hello? Because in the Revelation there, it talks about the lion and the lamb laying down together. In the Garden of Eden, when he created the Garden of Eden, which was a place of perfection, the animals were there. That's just a side thought. I have no scripture supporting that, but just thinking about it, what do y'all think? You know, it's good sometimes just to sort of think on some of these things. You know, Paul said, we see through a glass darkly. We don't know everything. But thank God for what we do know. We do know Jesus died for sin, for the sins of the world, of everybody. We do know that he died on that cross, and we do know that he's coming back again. So we need to get busy and take care of business. You know, when it says, Jesus said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every person. He wasn't just talking to the preacher. It applies to everybody. Everybody. Of course, the preacher should preach that, but the preacher should also be taking care of business one-on-one. I've had the opportunity to do that, and I thank God for it. You know, this verse doesn't mean you got to start traveling all over the world preaching. No. You can do this in the part of the world you live in. The people you come in contact with. Let me ask you a question. How many of you come in contact with people every day that does not know Jesus? We almost all do. Let me ask you another question. Are you taking care of business? Ooh, that's a tough one to answer, isn't it? You know, when you're shopping, you can share the love of God with others without ever opening your mouth. But being loving and courteous, by giving up your place in line. Sometimes doing something like that will open the door for you to take care of business. You see, there are many things that we can do that will open the door for us to take care of business without just coming out, and you're not going to take care of business very good. Just kind of, are you born again? Do you need to get saved? You're not going to get anybody that way. He said he'd make us fishers of men. But if you're a fisherman, you use a lot of wisdom and knowledge. You know, you got to have the right kind of bait to catch different fish. Sometimes you have to chain even to catch. Sometimes you may catch them on one type of a lure, but you may have to change that lure to get to catch them on the next day. This is not cookie cutter. This is coming in contact with people and taking care of business by using your natural wisdom to open doors so that you can talk to them about Christ. I used to, when I travel on plane and travel, I used to travel out, you know, and go preach and then travel back in. I'd go somewhere every weekend before the church ever started. And if I sat down and somebody came in and sat beside me, I would start asking them, guys, I didn't talk much to the ladies, but to the guys, I would start to ask them, you know, oh, are you, because I was, a lot of times I'd be flying out on Saturday or something, and people flying out, and, oh, you're coming back, are you flying back in from work, or you're going on a weekend somewhere, and get them to talking, and because people like to, most people do anyway, like to have conversation. And then they could ask you what you do, where you're going. Well, I'm a minister, and I'm going over here such and such place to preach. And that would usually open the door that I would have an opportunity to take care of business. Now, many times I just planted seed. I didn't reap any harvest. But somebody else can reap that harvest. I took care of business by planting the seed. Hello? You know, in our daily life, can he expect us to take care of business and proclaim his death till he comes? This is a special time when we come to this table. And as we partake today, let us determine that this time it's not just going to be thank you for all you've done for me, but this time it's going to be a dedication that I will take care of business. I will go out and I will proclaim salvation and healing and deliverance to all that will receive it. And I leave you with this one last thought. And I want you to ask yourself this question daily. Am I taking care of God's business by proclaiming the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ? Heavenly Father, I thank you today. We spoke to these people. On a very important subject. May all of us take heed to the scripture, and may we begin to take care of business. I thank you for it. In Jesus' name.